Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to The Theory of Hearing on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Turner. I'm the host for the show. Today, we are live from the DKNY store here in Manhattan. The address is 655 Madison Avenue, 60th Street in Manhattan, New York. The website is www.dkny.com. ADP is here today, June 18, 2015, to check out their selection of fashion. As you know, we're doing project graduation, and my son starts to graduate June 24th. Of 2015, and he has yet to tell me exactly what he decided to wear under his robe for graduation. So me, being, you know, on Mervin, I decided to think about what I would like to see him in and dedicate that time to the show, doing the show, to tell him a few selections. So when I was reading the blurb, I found out that the store also has a cafe. So unfortunately, the cafe is closed. I came in about 6, and so the cafe is closed, so we can't use this place like a coffee shop and a shopping experience this time, but maybe I can walk in another time and they may have the coffee shop over. And I kind of wanted to do that summer thematic of iced coffee, latte type cappuccino with, some of the other mochas that they have. I'll kind of encourage the teens and parents to, you know, get a late night coffee or get an early morning coffee or, you know, have a date with parents, teachers, or other teens, just as a social event. So we found out that some of the prominent stores also have shopping experiences where you can pick up a t-shirt or a pair of jeans. And then also you can, you know, while you do that, you can stop and have something to talk to the person that you're going to shop with. So you have some, you know, some quality time TLC. So, so that's why we're here today, to check out the fashion. And as you know, we are studying fashion. We reflect through our blog and also through our book, A Theory of Jewels 1 and 2. Also, we have a Twitter page, A Theory of Fashion, Kel's Fashion. And also, we have a theory of fashion on our blog here at Blog Talk Radio. We also do a segment here talking about fashion and, you know, what was unique from the time my son was 16 to the time now that he's maturing and developing, boys to men, now that he's 18. So this is a crucial time because we have, a celebration coming up or a ceremony. So we wanted to see, you know, what was available. Okay, and we also have the sketch pads, which are Tales by Tammy Joyner, and that's going to be released at our Blurb book station. And so you can check that out in the upcoming seasons and on the upcoming show. Okay, so New York City Monthly Magazine says Donna Karan is a New York legend, turning out chic color blocks simply for decades. Their current jewelry collaboration with indie personnel or companies cut brand, I think it's IS. LYNYC, and so that's acronym, I'm sure, or possibly the name of a new fashion line. And again, it's spelled ISLYNYC, and it's a super hot red and firing up geometric story that is popping in the stores for spring. So maybe we missed it, or maybe it's upstairs, but I'm in the basement because we're in the men's shop. And like I said, my son is graduating, so I wanted to check out some shirts. So I'm in front of the DKNY dress shirts, and I'm noticing that they didn't have the summer sleeve shirt, which would be like a cut-off sleeve. They basically have the button-down, which are, you know, beautiful, all colors, all selections. I see one here that is in check, red and black, which my son really could use for his promotion exercise because that's their alma mater color. So he could definitely use something like this. And you could even use white and just wear a tie of some color. These are my suggestions, a plaid shirt possibly or a plaid tie with a block of color, maybe all black, black bottom, black top, and a, you know, plaid or a checkered tie. I don't know if that will suit him. It's going to be hot, and I don't know if he wants to wear that plus a robe. So then my next suggestion, I've been looking at a particular coat for a while in some of the other stores, and it's a red blazer. Now, that might be still too hot, but they're making cotton fabrics, and they're making mixed blends. So possibly, you know, they have this particular selection here, which is the Hawthorne, and they have that in DKNY. So that's possible that he may want to wear a jacket, but he was very indecisive when I kept talking to him about that. So red is in, and obviously DKNY is celebrating red. We're ecstatic about that because Neptune High School in Neptune, New Jersey, actually the alma mater color is his school spirit day, all of that. You know, every time school spirit, school colors is red and black. So we think that that is awesome. So We like that. That popped up in spring, and now we're here at summer. So on the second floor, there's also a tucked away lunch spot for some fantastic salads and sandwich wraps. So Donna Carolyn want you to shop the store on an empty stomach. So we found that blurb again. That was at NYC Monthly Magazine, and it brought us right on in. So I'm here in the basement, and they have the men's collection, and they have jackets, spring suits, summer suits. The quality is it's a beautiful quality. It's a thin fabric, and you will really be, you know, have a time with the heat and the fabric that they're using for this particular collection. So I'm still wondering if he was going to do anything like a jacket blazer, and you know, on our theories of fashion on the Kel's blog at Twitter, we actually supported buying like a H&M jacket, and we did that because it had a hoodie inside the blazer, and so they also have a similar product here at DKNY. So all of the trends are like consistent in the fashion industry, and they also have some other things. So I was wondering, like, you know, what he was going to wear. These are my suggestions, but there's possibility that he may choose some other item, and that will be, you know, then known as Kel's fashion. So I'm still looking here, and they have some baby blue blazers. And these are more like, let's see what the style number is, so I can tell you accurately. That would be the most appropriate way to do it. So we have here a steel blue, and this is color 458 in DKNY. And that's like a very babyish blue, sky blue type blend. It's almost a pink blend, and, you know, almost a denim color. You can wear it with denim or whatever you choose. But I'm not sure of his color array. I'm not sure if he decided to wear a tennis shirt, and that could be a particular option, you know, a three-button tennis shirt. And they have this one stamped and embroidered and basically embossed DKNY look here. And I want to give you the style number on this. And this is style BPL104821, and the color is white. And everything is DKNY. It's a tennis shirt, just like you were wearing a tennis shirt or a polo. And the DKNY is just not on the breast, one-time stamped or, you know, embroidered here or embossed. It's basically all over the shirt. So this is a new style trend for me, and I love that. So and they also have it in black. So that could be a possibility or option. So I'm going to go up to the other store so we can look at some men's jewelry because, you know, as we study fashion, we also like to do our accessories, and there are also men's accessories as well as women's accessories, and we'll do a Theory of Jewels 3, but we also have to look to see what fashion, you know, accessories they have. So I'm looking at the fashion case as I come up the stairs, and the first thing I noticed that they have is a women's and men's watches. And so they're DKNY watches, and they have black and white and gold. And my son has an H&M watch. We bought the red one. He has a pocket watch. It goes to tuxedo time. So he didn't choose to wear it to prom last year. And then he had a gold watch that he borrowed from a friend to go to the prom. And I see DKNY, you know, they carry the similar watches. So that's, like, beautiful and awesome and wonderful for us. My name is Tammy Jordan. You had a theory of fashion. A theory of pairing, I'm sorry, and we're doing a fashion segment. And I'm here at the DKNY in New York, man, on the island of Manhattan, and we're studying for the upcoming procession. Now, I told you I had picked my outfit, and I picked two colors, and the reason why I decided to do mine in two, because I was trying to get our theory together. And so our theory is a collection of education, tribute to education, and our dedication to education. So we actually took my eighth grade dress, which was like a coral color, be similar to the dress that I'm going to wear. And they also had my high school dress, the 12th grade dress, which was a lace white dress. And we kind of tried to merge the two styles and create one dress. So I have like a, you know, a loud color, beautiful color, coral dress, and it has like a little flowers, and they're gold. So I decided to do that just to be nostalgic in the fact that we actually love, you know, education, and this was an awesome opportunity to do that. So while we're here, we want to give you a few updates. I'm on the third floor near the Madison Avenue side, and they have a beautiful, awesome picture window where you can, with an awesome view. So I'm standing here, you know, looking at the pedestrians, and everything is like absolutely wonderful. So some of the other updates we wanted to talk about was the Hudson River Dance Festival. So I got some more information on that, and I wanted to just talk about that for a minute. And we also wanted to talk about a donation that we sent to the Neptune High School, which was one of the books from our collection of a theory of collections of theory. So that was for the years that he'd gone to school, and a dedication to the Neptune Library High School at the high school. And so we wanted to send them that. And I hope that they received it. It was shipped from the Blurb, from blurb.com, which is the book supplier, and self-published. And we shipped that then on the 12th. And it should be there by now. I haven't gotten any feedback on that. Okay, so the T-shirts, our program T-shirts for graduation have arrived already. And so Kelly received them. He said he didn't open them to review the layout or the styling or anything. He said to wait to graduation. It would be a gift if he just left it there. So those have arrived. We've bought T-shirts. So if you see it on the webpage at Facebook, on Kelly's World page or my webpage, then you'll know that we actually did the T-shirts and that, you know, they have arrived. And there's, you know, there's one, a picture there. And also we did gifts to purchase. We did clothes for graduation. I got him several different gifts. So he has clothes, trophies, pins, and everything is listed on the Facebook page as well as under project graduation. And we probably will do a book separate to commemorate his particular graduation. We've been going to Flickr lately, and we've created a Flickr page, and I've taken a lot of pictures of my tour here in Manhattan, and so a lot of that is available. Just in case you don't get a chance to get to Manhattan, you can see that. We also bought some new phones. We updated our system this year. Kel went and got a netbook, and I believe that he was able to use that somehow as a telephone. And if not, he's updated his technology and told me to do as well. I have this typewriter pad phone, and it has Amber Alerts and all type of presidential alerts, and I'm able to send my pictures from the phone to the email and then upload them on the computer. So I'm having a fun blast with my son teaching me how to use this new phone and recommending this phone. Okay, so we also bought four cards at graduation, gift cards, and gift bags. So we're almost ready for the 24th. So a little bit of update on the Hudson River Dance was it was entitled Hudson River Park Presents Summer of Fun, and it was a dance festival. We enjoyed that. We got some information on the blurb. It was an inaugural celebration of modern dance, the Hudson River Festival. It was free. It was for two nights, and it featured Paul Taylor's Dance Company and Parsons Dance Company and the ballet San Nico, all New York-based dance companies that were internationally renowned. And that was at Pier 63 on the lawn, West 23rd at 6:30. It'll be tonight, and it was last night. So we enjoyed that tremendously, and we thank you and appreciate, you know, the presentation and the event. So that's our time for this particular show. I hope that when your kids, you know, get into, you know, and have events and ceremonies and they have to plan, I hope that if you're not available to proctor them through everything, that you continue to let them know that these things are important to you and to come out, you know, dressed appropriately for the ceremony, and also to dress, you know, as, you know, outlined by the school or by an advisor or by the planning committee at the school, and to also participate in that and not be the oddball. Because when, in retrospect, you do, and when you look back, really, you would, you know, appreciate the connection of, you know, having the uniform look. So that's our time for this show, and until next time, thank you.